Welcome back to the Bushnell Project. John Bushnell here in my cellar, in my bunker, in the frozen tundra, the Dakotas, here on this nice cold January morning. Hope you're having a great day already. Hope you got up praying for your wife, praying for your family, praying for God to inspire you as you read His Word, to feed you as you read His Word. And I want to continue on that theme. And so just want to get right into it. Been looking at this book I'm recommending. This book has been a staple in my home and in my life for a couple of decades now. Or the two books, the God Word Life book one and book two. I think God Word Life is just, it's in and of itself. And then they put together a second set of letters, if you will, or letters to his church. And so that became part two. And I am, in fact, looking at the second book and looking at this prayerfully ransacked the Bible and pondering the both and of prayer and study. So yesterday we looked at prayer, pray and read, and now, sure, that's going to sound great. Sorry, I just want to wake you up. Yeah, I'm not feeling my best, but we got to press on, right? Sometimes when you don't feel your best, that's when you got to do it. That's when you know you love it. So prayer and study, and this is what John Piper writes in this. So he starts off by quoting 2 Timothy 2:15, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth." So Piper goes on to write, "God gave us a book about himself, not so that we might read in any old careless way we wish." Paul says, be diligent to accurately handle the word of truth. That means work at the word if you want the most from it. So then he continues to write, the pendulum swings back and forth. Some say pray and don't lean on the unspiritual human work of study. Others say study because God is not going to tell you the meaning of a word in prayer. But the Bible will not have anything to do with this dichotomy. We must study and accurately handle the word of God, and we must pray, or we will not see the word, the one thing needful, or not see in the word the one thing needful, the glory of God in the face of Christ. So an old guy, and Piper brings this out, he tells the story of Benjamin Warfield, the great studier of the Bible, who in 1911, that was a great year, I think, for a pistol, but wrote in 1911, sometimes we hear it said that 10 minutes on your knees will give you a truer, deeper, more operative knowledge of God than 10 hours over your books. What is the appropriate response? Than 10 hours over your books on your knees? So it's both. We should be praying and reading and studying. And as husbands, this is part of our calling. You know, don't leave it up to your pastor to do this. You are pastoring as part of your role as a husband. You are the pastor of your home. And so whether you went to school for it or not, God doesn't need you to go to school. He needs you to prayerfully read his word or prayerfully listen to the story. So even listening to the Bible on a CD, or you can even get your device now, all these devices that can talk back at you, right? So you can ask your device to read a chapter of Hebrews, you know, call it by its name and read from the Bible app Hebrews chapter 1, and it will. So we have no excuse not to be hearing or reading and or reading, doing both, and praying over what we're reading and what we're hearing and seeking God's face and all that, to be doing our due diligence in that. So I want to continue that tomorrow. I want to encourage you guys today. So what do we do today, right? So today is to spend at least 5 minutes, just pull aside 5 minutes to read God's word. But before you read it, just pray. Lord, help me as I read your word. Minister to me through your Holy Spirit and the ministry of your word. And then read what he has ordained for you to read. I would encourage you to read through a book, whether it's the Gospel of Mark, one of the Gospels, or Ephesians, one of the short letters. Read through a book and start by reading it today for 5 minutes prayerfully. God bless you guys. Have a great day.